We were 50 miles from the nearest roadhouse with no tools of any kind. Donald managed to cram a wad of chewing gum on the hole, and that slowed things down a bit.
Dave Turcotte is a commercial fisherman who has been trolling in southeast Alaska since the 1960s. Yet, it was only 2 years ago that Turcotte began transcribing his experiences from the sea onto paper, earning him the title of a fisher poet. Standing behind a podium at the Sitka Public Library with the ocean at his back, Turcotte reads to a room of over 30 attentive librarians an anecdote chronicling one of his earliest memories in Southeast, which involves him and his fellow fishermen improvising a solution to fixing a hole in their gas tank while on the road to catch a ferry in Haines.
Somebody freshened the chewing gum, we added a little gas, and eased on to the next roadhouse. Someone was always chewing a fresh plug in case the old one fell off.
And Turcotte is not the only fisher poet sharing his work. Mariah Warren has worked as a fisherman across a wide variety of vessels for 20 years, half of them as a captain. One of the short readings she shared with the audience was a poem titled, Please Don't Die at Sea.
Please don't die at sea, my dears. Tell the story someday instead, over burgers and beers, about the time the storm called your name and you chickened out. The kids are listening. Those are the times that they need to hear about. Remember your heroes, those storm gray, bright-eyed women and Poseidon bearded men? I know we all do. Please survive, so someday you can be a grouchy, salt-encrusted, wise, and inspiring old-timer too. Please don't die.
Sitting in chairs propped up beside the podium, Turcotte leans back into his chair with tear-filled eyes and pursed lips. Next to him, Paul Ryu says for a long time he struggled to understand how his routine life at sea would interest readers. He shares an essay where he realizes the life of a fisherman offers a unique literary connection between self-reliance and fate.
Rare days of pure winning are made sweeter by all the days of struggling, fighting weather, enduring poor fishing, and or depressing prices. All of this occurs in an awe-inspiring setting seen by an infinitesimally small percentage of the population, thereby a very exclusive club. You cannot fake your way in. You have to get salty to be salty.
One of the visiting librarians in the audience is Sandy Lukes, the outreach librarian for the Anchorage Public Library. It's Luke's first ever Alaska Library Association conference, and she says listening to the storytellers gave her a greater appreciation for how crucial fishing is for communities like Sitka.
Me being from Seattle, I know there's a lot of fishing that goes around there, but I wasn't as close to or familiar with it, so it's really interesting seeing how much that is part of the livelihood here and what that looks like for people.
Tella Adson is the fourth and final fisher poet and moderator for the event. She shares a humorous and heartwarming story of a fisherman who inspired her to embrace her queerness in their line of work. She hopes the librarians are inspired to highlight the unexpected storytellers in their own communities, fishermen or otherwise.
Sharing with librarians is awesome. Who better to share with than people who are professional story sharers, you know, and appreciate that thought that goes into it? I think the takeaway is, who are the people in your community who maybe people don't know they're writing or have their own stories to bring forward? Because we all have those folks everywhere.
As the event draws to a close, the fisher poets and librarians mingle, with some snacking on the fish treats caught and prepared by the fishermen themselves. With shelves chock full of books on one end and the large glass window framing Sitka Sound on the other, the patrons are surrounded by stories. In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.